So I'm here with Stu Parker after scoring a brace tonight and helping Fleet to a 2-1 home win against Chalfont St Peter in the league. Before we talk about your goal, Stu, just talk me through your thoughts on the first half and how you thought the team set up and how they played.
Well, I thought we set up very well. We stopped them from playing. And their goal, it's just come from a mistake from me. But except for that, we outplayed them. We were better all over the pitch. And we didn't give them any opportunities, obviously, except for the one that they've scored, which is we've just got to learn from our own mistakes and move on.
Yeah, and you say that. I mean, the game was pretty even in the first half, maybe a little lapse in concentration, if you said, and the lad's not a bad finisher of the ball, and suddenly you're 1-0 down. Half-time obviously comes. What's the mood like in the dressing room?
We're happy with how we're playing. We controlled the game in the first half, I thought, and our heads never dropped. We came out second half and we've completely dominated the team that are meant to be top of the league, and it was just a brilliant second half performance by everyone.
Yeah, obviously you come out second half, and so many times, as I've spoken to Davo, so many times I've been sat here saying that you've conceded goals just after half time, and obviously the boot's on the other foot tonight, and you've popped up on the edge of the box, and it's a great strike by all accounts. Talk us through it.
Yeah, well, first half I missed a couple of opportunities, so also giving away the goal, giving away the ball on the edge of the area, so I had to make up for it. So for my first opportunity in the second half, I had to make the most of it.
And it's a great finish.
Yeah, just in the corner of the net away from the keeper, just from the edge of the area.
And is that something you've been working on in training?
Yeah, Davo's helped us strikers a lot with shooting. We've done a lot of practice recently and it's now paid off.
And then the game stays quite even for the next sort of 10, maybe 15 minutes, probably 10 minutes. And then a great run by Simba Malamu down the left. Crosses a great ball. It might be unfair to say, but you can't miss it, can you, running in at the back post?
No, well, it's like Sim's been great this season. He made their centre-backs look like they weren't even there. He's put a great cross in, but I couldn't miss it really, but it's always the instinct of if the keeper's going to come out, and he didn't come out, and I just put it in the bottom corner.
And again, obviously, it's that third man run from midfield. Is that, I'll go back to training, but is that something again that you've been working on in training?
Yeah, we've been working on a lot of going forward, lots of different types of shooting, and it's paid off and finally scored the first and second goal of the season.
Doubled your tally in a game.
Yeah.
And then obviously, as I say, you go on, you see the game out very professionally, and you do a great job, and the lads must be buzzing in the change room after the game.
Oh yeah, not just because it's 3 points, but they're top of the league. We've been brilliant at home all season in the league, and it's finally starting to pay off from all the training. And we're taking it all into matches, and that's now 3 wins in a row, and all the boys are buzzing.
And how have you found the season, Stu? I mean, you've been in, you've been out, you've worked hard when you've played, and you've again arguably got your reward tonight with a couple of goals.
Yeah, I just had to make my point to the manager that I'm not here just to muck about. I'm here for the long run and want to do the team a favour.
Stu, look, I'm absolutely delighted for you. Congratulations on your brace. Good luck at Moseley on Saturday, and best of luck for the season.
Cool. Cheers, bro.